from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His hamstring got on the start against the Texas Rangers. Remember that? I remember those days.
I would have done that
days with Marty Lurie. That's what we're talking about. Ty Block and who was the other guy? Ty Block, the guy we just heard about last week. We laughed.
Was that Heston and Stratton?
Chris Stratton. Heard a lot about him.
Andrew Susak.
Yeah, Marty Lurie.
A legendary Andrew Susak.
I did a lot of shows.
Tyler Beattie.
A lot of those hours. Travis Darnell. Yeah, he was never a Giant. I was like, huh? I was lost. I was like, what?
Oh, I'm thinking of Chase Denard. There you go. That's who people were saying. I got him confused.
I remember him.
All right, those are two easy ones getting mixed up.
Right? There. They are, just by the way that they're pronounced.
Denard. Yeah, Darnoa. I'll give you that one.
We're going to do our top five Curry shots in just a second here. But by the way, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ACCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Now, Steph Curry just did some amazing things in the last two games of the Olympics against Serbia and France in the gold medal game. And we had Brandon Payne on yesterday, his personal trainer, founder and CEO of Accelerate Basketball. And Steph Curry was interviewed by Mike Tirico right after the game. Mike Tirico. And Brandon told us right after he got off with Mike Tirico, his phone started ringing. And it was Stephen Curry. Wanted to share that moment with this personal trainer, Brandon Payne, which was really cool. Think about that. You're at home, chilling with your sons who are about to go to high school. And Brandon Payne's sons, they could shoot the ball. I don't know if you've seen them.
No.
They could shoot the hell out of the basketball. They're heading into high school. There's some shooters. Believe that. And he gets a call from Steph right after the Olympics. So, you know, we asked him, it's hard to put a ranking on it, but where do you put this Olympic shot? Because a lot of people are saying this is the greatest shot of Steph Curry's career. Well, where does Brandon Payne put this shot? Here's what he had to say about that.
It's at the top. And again, you know, it's kind of like picking a favorite child. Like, you don't want, you can't, there isn't really one. He's done so many things that I don't think we all fully appreciate yet, but we will. I think that will go right up in that. There's a collection of them. There's a highlight film we can make of all of his greatest accomplishments, the greatest shots, the things that he's done well throughout his career. And those two, the semifinals game and the championship game, those will certainly be, those memories will be in with all the other ones right at the top. You know, to me, I don't get too much into ranking them because they're all equally important to me. But yes, absolutely, they're right there at the top. And it was something that was important to him, it's something that he wanted badly. And I don't think that he ever really verbalized how badly he wanted to be a part of it and how much he wanted to win it. But you saw it in his actions. You saw it in how he went about his business. And you saw it in the emotion that came out after the game was over. And I think that it's something that was just, you know, really, really important to him in his career.
So that was pretty cool. and his shot. Spain discusses some of the great. Hey, what does Greedy say? He said it was the greatest shot in basketball history.
I don't know about that. I mean, the Bryon Russell shot, Byron Russell, whatever you want. I don't even know. How do you even pronounce it? Do we even know?
Have Byron
we even
Russell.
Is it Byron or Bryon?
Yeah, Byron.
I've seen it, anyway, pronounced so many different ways. That's going to go up there, right? The Jordan one on Craig Elo that everyone shows, that one's going to be up there. There's a lot of great shots. I don't know. That's up to every individual to kind of come to.
Right.
When we talk about Steph's greatest shots, though, I do believe that you can categorize them like importance for the team and his legacy. And then just ones that stick out in terms of how absurd they were in real time and how looking back on it, it was like, my God, how did the world not see where this was going?
Yeah. Yeah. So we came up with our five, I guess we could say favorite shots, best shots in our opinions.
Do you remember Vine?
Vine, oh yeah, the Vine.
Yeah,
the
so
Vine
to era. Me, I look at most vineable, right? What are ones that, like, vineable. To me, that, like, if you were to put them on social media, would they get the most traction on? And these are the ones that I picked. I didn't go with the ones that meant the most to the team or maybe meant the most to his legacy.
Yeah, mine was a little different.
I saw your list.
I went, you already saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Well, I didn't want to overlap them.
Oh, well, no, that's the cool part. I didn't see your list. I have no idea where you're going.
Well, that's why mine is going to be better than yours.
Oh, man. Wow. So you cheated. You saw my list and tried to one-up me.
Adam, it's too much for
called being a little more nuanced for the audience, Bonte.
Wow. No,
so that way we don't fire the exact same moment.
No, I doubt we would have came up with the five.
I bet we both would have had Mike Breen. Bang!
No, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But I switched my list like five times last night.
Yeah. That's why I waited until this morning.
Oh, wow. Oh. You know, just go.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
This guy, you're unbelievable.
Number five.
You're unbelievable because you know where I'm going to go here. So I texted Threat yesterday, greatest shots in Curry's career. I've got my 10 tomorrow. And then we've decided to pair him down to five. And Shaqie goes, send up his having overlapping shots. Send over your 10 to Lubman so we can make sure to have him ready to go as opposed to tomorrow morning. So Shaq's like, we got to get ahead of it. Get him out there now. And then you waited till this morning to cheat off my list.
Because you didn't send him to the Thread.
No, I sent him to Lubman individually because I didn't want you to send him.
I came in this morning, I got here early, and I said, hey, Lubby Lub, what did Bonte pick? So here's my number five.
No, that's not fair. That's go ahead.
Number five.
Chance to tie it here for Golden State. Curry's got it. And Curry will let it go if the three comes up short. Offensive rebound. Curry again. And Curry hits a three!
Man, that's a great offensive rebound by Maurice Bates. Once he caught the basketball, it's amazing.
The Curry three-point shot in New Orleans versus the Pelicans. Brian Anderson, TNT, absolutely incredible. To me, the still shots of the entire fans, all like, oh my God. It was incredible. They ended up going on, I believe, sweeping the Pelicans that year. But that was the closest of those games.
We're down 20 or 25 in that game.
I don't remember the specifics.
True story, I was cutting sound for that game for the Warriors Radio Network, R.C. Davis. Shout out to R. Sizzle. I remember that game. I was, like, cutting just everything.
Uh-huh.
I ended up coming with, like, 60 different cuts in
times
that game.
Times have changed. We don't times do that changed. Many cuts.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have manpower. But I had 60 cuts in that game, and everybody, by the time I was finished cutting, I was like, what happened? The Warriors win? I was just like, cutting, so you just get in the zone anyway. Warriors did sweep that series down, and that was played at Smoothie King Center.
Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, there you go. Got to get that in.
Was that the best of Anthony Davis? No, I guess they won a sweep the following year of Portland. I don't know. But that was Anthony Davis in New Orleans back when. Let's go to number four.
Number four.
And this one holds a special place in my heart because I remember being watching this and going, wait. He did what? Already? He's done this? Because I hold this other guy in such high regard. So
as Curry puts up a three, knocks it down. Stephen Curry makes it a 17-point lead. Stephen Curry now an NBA record for most threes in a single postseason. Just passed Reggie Miller, and he did it in nine less games.
I remember in 2015 going, wait a minute. He just passed Reggie Miller for most threes in one playoff, which he's obliterated five times over since then. And it's going to get lost in the sauce and nobody's going to remember it. But I remember it stopping me in my tracks saying, you got to be kidding me. Reggie Miller getting passed already? Because Reggie was the gold standard of shooting from our generation.
He was. It is impressive. And the volume of threes that Curry started shooting, and it became acceptable to the point where I'm thinking, just take 15 threes a game, Steph. Hey, who cares? Just take 15 threes a game. Why not?
which now gets me to my number three, which I believe...
Number three.
I forgot about this play, and 10 years later... It hits even harder, given he was on France, and he's just such a hateable character. The whole world hates this guy, but they're in the green Jazz jerseys. Steph Curry puts Gobert in a blender.
This is game one, Western Conference semifinals. As Curry does his magic, gets by Gobert and scores. With that Curry flair. Oh, my. Rudy was out. Side of his comfort level, right before he had Steph Curry. Steve Smith, take note. Top five plays under the rim candidate right here. Gobert, they're asking him to get out. And Steph Curry, with all kind of spice, goes by him for the reverse.
Which way did he go?
In the words of Guru, he did that. And he had it on a yo-yo, and he was going back and forth like he was going to shoot a three on Gobert. Gobert must have spun around three or four times. Pirouetting. And then he finishes in the lane with the up and under, finishing on the reverse side of the rim. I mean, it's just an incredible play by Curry.
By the way, some breaking news. J.J. McCarthy with that meniscus issue in his knee. Meniscus issue. Oh, no. Sounds like Sam Darnold's going to get the start in Minnesota, and the Niners could be seeing Sam Darnold in week two up in Minnesota.
Revenge game.
So that play at Oracle, I mean, that arena was hopping. I mean, it was already like...
You remember that?
Oh, I was for all those playoff games, I was fortunate enough to be in the building for a lot of those. And it was just like being at the playground.
Exactly.
And the crowd's like, oh. And he looks just like, and you're looking at Gobert, and he's trying to get back down to court like, oh my gosh, I got cooked. And you look at Donovan Mitchell, and they're like, oh boy, we're about to get blitzed. I mean, the arena, you heard to play it one more time. Play the highlight one more time.
Good.
The crowd got so loud. The crowd got so loud.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we don't have it. I was going to say, play the Utah Jazz highlight one more time. That Gobert play.
This is game one, Western Conference semifinals. As Curry does his magic, gets by Gobert and scores. With that Curry flair. Oh, my.
Rudy was outside of his comfort level right before he had Steph Curry.
Steve Smith, take note. Top five plays under the rim candidate right here. Gobert, they're asking him to get out. And Steph Curry, with all kind of spice, goes by him for the reverse.
Which way did he go?
And, you know, for me, the reason why I put that in there, everybody talks about the three-point shot, and there's no doubt he's the absolute innovator when it right. comes to the three. But the threat of the three, allowing him to finish in the lane, where I believe to be his most underrated skill, which is finishing around the rim, which he's gotten better and better and better at, that's why I had to have that one on this list. I thought that was an absolute perfect encapsulation of what the threat of the three-point shot can do.
Is let me guess, one of your two then, I'm surprised the layup over LeBron James in the NBA Finals isn't on this list.
We avoided LeBron in this one.
Why? How come?
We don't want to alienate the king. We want to inspire the king to come here.
They're great teammates right now.
Exactly.
You see the Instagram gif where, you know, you got the cars going in opposite directions and this Warrior Laker fan's like, all right, here's how we split up. And
cars going in different roads now. It's like the end of the Batman movie when Catwoman takes off, you know?
Yeah, there it is.
Number two, the caption was,
real quick, when the Lakers and Warriors get back to reality and they're playing for a 10 seed next year.
Can't wait.
And they look at each other and split off.
I can't wait. Trade us all your team. We'll give you all our broken parts. All right, number two, this one is one of the more iconic Steph Curry moments, and the fact that he did it against the guy he idolized, this didn't mean anything, but it signified a changing of the guard, and when Chris Paul had to get cleaned up off the floor by the janitor, you knew this one was going to go viral.
Curry shakes Paul out of his boots and hits a fallaway jump shot.
You want to see a dribble move? Watch this one. Double behind your back, knock it down, and the bench is loving it. Coming at Chris Paul, takes it out under the basket, and suddenly goes two times behind his back to leave Paul on the ground, and then finishes it off. One, two, Paul goes down, Curry knocks down the jump shot. This guy is something special.
Is that Mike Fratello?
It sounds
on
like
the Clippers broadcast OG Mike Fratello. I love Mike. Oh, that was a change in the guard.
Right?
That was the night where Curry was like, I'm not afraid of you no more. This is my league. I'm the best point guard in the NBA.
And I think that, you know, for most Warrior fans, it was us and the Clippers for so long. Yep. And it was like, finally, we've got our guy. And it was just amazing. But here's number one. And to me, it's not even Steph and what Steph did. It's the way a young Steve Kerr in a suit, by the way, bring the suits back. It's the young Steve Kerr in a suit.
Let him quarter zips.
Young Steve Kerr throwing his hands up. This is one of the most iconic moments. And it's when he just realized, like, you know what? There is no bad shot for Steph Curry. And I'd be like, Warrior fans all across the world were like, you know, Steve, yeah, we kind of agree with you. And it's Steph Curry's amazing shot that had Steve Kerr looking amazed. Spadoni, play it for me.
Curry splits the defense behind the back. Fires a three. Oh, he pucks it in. What a spectacular move. And it's the largest lead of the game.
That could be the greatest move I've ever seen. No, I'm being serious.
Watch his head coach, though. We're going to show the reaction of Steve Kerr as this play was developing. And one of the reasons why Curry is one of the special players.
Steve Kerr's throwing his hands up. It's the no. Yeah. You know what? You can't take a bad shot. And with Van Gundy saying that might be the greatest play I've ever seen. No, I'm dead serious.
I was going through the whole game like of the highlights to get this. Funniest thing, it was like 2 minutes prior to it. They're just talking about a shot and Steph's like going on this. He's been on this huge run. He's been great.
Yeah, the heater.
And he's like, you know what? That's a top 10 kind of a player like moment. Like Van Gundy's just raving. He's like, a top 10 player. And then Mark's like, well, Jackson. Yeah, he's not going to be a top 10 player. And then Van Gundy's like, you sure? Like, I was like, what?
Play Van Gundy one more time. He's dead serious.
Unbelievable.
On this.
Curry splits the defense behind the back. Fires a three. Oh, he cuts it in. What a spectacular move. And it's the largest lead of the game.
That could be the greatest move I've ever seen.
I mean, it's just so flippantly. And like, to me, it's not like, I know there's bigger shots and stuff and moments. But to me, like when I close my eyes, Steve Kerr going like, I can't believe, well, I guess he can shoot from anywhere.
Right.
Like, wasn't that all of Dub Nation at one point early on with Steph Curry?
No doubt.
That's why my list is a little different than maybe others. It doesn't have the resume significance. It was more the viral moments for me.
All right. My top five. Krzyzewski cheated. He already knows what it is. So the commentary is going to be very short for Krzyzewski. Kind of ruined the exercise, but it's okay.
I think I enhanced it. I think
top five. My top five, it has to do with importance, favorites, my feeling after the fact.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. How number five. How did it make you feel? Well, 2016. A late February day out in Oklahoma City. February 27th. Come on. This is so famous that Mike Breen got his shoe and the call inside the box. Mike Breen, take it away.
The drive falling away. Won't go. Rebound taken by Iguodala. They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry with 0.6 seconds remaining.
On his way to hitting 402 threes, an NBA record in the regular season. On his way to winning the first ever unanimous MVP award that season. The Warriors on their way to 73-9. And we know how the season ended. But that moment in Oklahoma City on a Saturday night prime time, in a game in which he twisted his ankle and was out for a while, Klay Thompson had to pick up the slack. Draymond Green had one of the craziest stat lines ever after almost getting to a fight with Steve Kerr at halftime, where Lisa Salters was like, something happened in the locker room. Draymond said, you want to turn me into a robot? Then fine. I'm a robot then. It was an iconic game, and it was a precursor of what was to come in the Western Conference Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's number five, the double bang shot.
It might be number one on a lot of people's lists.
It might be number one.
I mean, when I think of, like, he's the loaded gun coming across half court and you have to guard him the entire, like, that's the moment.
They do have a timeout left.
Regular season shots, like, you don't really think about them. It's probably as sick as it gets.
And you talk about still photos. People in Oklahoma City are like, oh, no. Oh, God. What's happening here? So that was not number five.
That's such a good one.
Number four. The Moda Center. Portland, Oregon. Game four.
Second round.
Dame Dollar and company, I think, got off to a 16-2 start in this basketball game. Curry comes off the bench, and he starts like 0 for 8 or something. He was just awful. And I'm thinking to myself,
Was it that bad to start? It was awful to start.
And I'm thinking, oh, my Lord, they're going to get bounced by the Portland Trailblazers. Well, did not happen, because Curry had the single greatest overtime in postseason history. I'm back, folks. I'm back. I'm here. Curry drops 40 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and the Warriors win in overtime going away.
Warriors can add to their lead now. Curry left wide open right between the eyes, and they love it on the bench. Timeout. Steph Curry, all 12 points in the overtime. He has 35.
Such an iconic moment.
17 points in overtime. He was only expected to play 25 minutes in that basketball game. Well, the hell with that plan. You're Steph Curry. You feel all right. I mean, unbelievable. Again, 48-9 in that basketball game. The Warriors take a commanding 3-1 lead. And I'm looking at the recap right now. Portland was up 16-2 in this basketball game.
Jeez.
16-2. Curry was awful. He was awful.
Do you have the roster for Portland in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Al Farouq Aminu?
Yeah. Mo Harkless? Dame Dollar.
Alan Crabb?
Plumlee. Alan Crabb came off the bench, played 38 minutes in that game.
Oh my God.
Gerald Henderson.
What?
Yeah.
That's a name.
Yeah, that was the name. Ed Davis from North Carolina. Remember him, the big man? Yeah, and they got bounced in four games. That was it for Portland. The Warriors outscored them in overtime 21-14. That's my number four.
I love Steph that. Curry That's shot. A moment.
Oh, that was a moment. Moment number three.
Number three.
Now, they were down 2-1 to the Bill Street Bullies, the Grindhouse, the Memphis Grizzlies. I remember Draymond and Steph Curry had wine after game three after getting beat. And then Steve Kerr decided, hey, Andrew Bogut, I don't want you guarding Tony Allen. Leave him wide open. And they ended the Grindhouse Memphis Grizzlies with this shot at the end of the third quarter.
Green weaving, trying to get the shot up. No call that way. Curry swings it the other way. And he got it! What a turnaround! Curry with three! Curry three!
You can't tell me Tirico is not a top five announcer.
Oh, he's
all time.
We got to get him back on the
I
show.
I love him.
We got to get him back on the
God,
show.
I love him.
Tirico's unbelievable. Hit a Hubie Brown on that call. And they evened the series up at 2 games apiece, but that was the series. Curry with 33 points, 11-22. That full court heave at the end of the third quarter. Now, you're not doing it again against Memphis in the regular season and next season.
Yes.
But that was in the playoffs. That's my number three shot. I think it gets forgotten about. Well, we've got to forget about that shot.
I would say that the Grizzlies series during that run underrated one of the hardest of the series that they ever played.
Yep. They had to get down to feisty. Remember they were being called finesse team? I remember early in
they
that
were
first
a
quarter.
Jump shooting team, yep. Dante. That's what they were being labeled as.
Curry, I think he had like two scratches on his arm in that game, Steph Curry. Yes. He was getting down and dirty. They were getting feisty. They were getting physical. That was a fun shot right there. Draymond Green with 16 points, 10 rebounds in that game. Andrew Bogut not guarding Tony Allen whatsoever. Played him out of that series. Warriors go on to win that series in six games in the grindhouse. They advanced to their first Western Conference final since 1975. And I remember Tim Roy, as I was running the game, I was Sterling Bennett during that game. Running the game, and Tim Roy goes, Vontae, I think we're on the verge of having some special basketball. We are entering the golden era of the Golden State Warriors. And boy, was he right. Four championships later.
He went from cutting sound of a Warrior game by himself in the spaceship to doing pre and post game. That's pretty cool. Incredible rise.
Yeah, pretty incredible rise. Let me pat myself on the back.
No, I'm doing it for you.
Number two. 2019. Now, it's probably not a number two on a lot of people's lists, but I couldn't stand the damn Houston Rockets. They annoyed me so much. The crying, the complaining. I watched these guys at the game one of the Western Conference Final semifinal in 2019 in the visiting locker room. It's Mike D'Antoni, Chris Paul, and James Harden. I can say it now because Chris Paul's gone.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
I wouldn't say it when he was on the Warriors, but they're in the locker room looking at Twitter. I'm watching this with my own two eyes. They're looking at Twitter saying, yeah, that was a foul. That was a foul. And then they came out with an out of 10 that they were fouled 81 times and it wasn't called. So these clowns, I had to somehow, some way get them on the list. Here's Steph Curry into the Houston Rockets in 2019, having one of the greatest second halves in NBA postseason history. Hey, PJ Tucker, close your ears. You don't want to listen to this.
Curry with Tucker right with him. Curry launches a three. Puts it in again. Steph Curry from downtown.
Mike Breed on the calls for all these. Mike Tirico, Mike Breed. You see the theme here. We've got to get Bobby Fitz on one of these calls. But he puts him in the blender, scores 33 in the second half after going scoreless in the first half of game six against Houston.
The human torch hit that from Livermore. And Oracle rises as one.
Did you hear him yesterday on with Grandy and Dibs? No. How he would have called Curry's last shot against France? He would have said there would have been gold at the end of the rainbow. That's something.
Oh my God, that's pretty good. Fitz is unbelievable. Dude, I wanted to
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
He hit that shot from Nice. He would have dropped to Saint-Tropez. He would have dropped all that.
He hit that from Martinique.
That's now brilliant.
Now I may have recency bias. I had to change this list five different times. I was a stickler for the stuff. I was overthinking everything. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Thinking, boy, I can't find five shots. But you know what? The nation, the world, they now know how good Stephen Curry is. Because with the universe on the line,
number
the basketball
one.
Universe on the line, Spadoni, Stephen Curry saved the day against France for a gold medal.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger! Night! Curry, unconscious in the fourth.
He puts France in a frenzy, and his crowd in France is in a frenzy. That's my number one. I'm probably going to change it in 6 months.
Yeah,
I'm probably
exactly.
going to change it in 3 months. But the fact that he went 17-27 in the last two games of the tournament against Serbia and France without Steph Curry, does Team USA even medal? Do they even get a bronze medal if they don't have Stephen Curry? 17-27 from three of the last two games. He saved his best for last. Anthony Edwards told him, thank God you showed up the last 3 days. We don't know where you were for all tournament, but you showed up the last 3 days, and thankfully, you helped bring home the gold medal. But those are just 10, and there's probably 35 more shots.
Aren't you glad we had two?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.